SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Ladies and gentlemen,
please welcome.
It's the opening kickoff with Carver and Lisi.
With you, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, channel 159. Great to have you with us here on the grid. It's a new week of CNL, abbreviated week of CNL, which we'll get to in a few moments, but very busy, a lot to do. Of course, the tournament is here, the brackets are out. Me and Joe will spend a lot of time tonight going through the matchups, spreads, the futures. A lot of things to dive into here ahead of the NCAA tournament. We do have some stuff going on tonight. There's a lot of NBA games, a lot of late night NBA games. I think there's like five games at 10 o'clock Eastern later tonight. So a very heavy West Coast slate. And we have a couple hockey games and the TGL playoffs, the golf going on here right now. As we've got L.A., to win the whole thing, they need to beat this New York team here tonight, and they're about to go down 3-2 if Xander can make this four-footer, and he does. So New York takes a 3-2 lead on L.A., and L.A.'s been the best team all year. We'll see if they can get out of this and move themselves on into the championship. Mike Carver here with you, and the encyclopedia of college football, and I guess this week basketball, the one, the only, Joe. Hi, Joe.
Hi, Carver. I tell you what, I thought I was working solo tonight. You know, I wasn't sure. I figured maybe the cockpit was empty. I thought it would just be me. Big holiday for you. Big, you know, hence the jacket, hence the green. Figured you come on the show drinking some suds and, you know, having some pretzels. Yeah, I'm just, you know, a little corned beef.
Really no? Have pretzels on St. Patrick's Day, on Paddy's Day.
Why
they don't
not?
Really do
why
pretzels
not?
That day.
Why can't you have pretzels?
That's not really the day. I mean, it's all right, Joe. I mean, I know that it's no secret that the Italians are a little jealous of this holiday because it does get much gas. Oh, that's what I've heard. The Italians are a little jealous of St. Patrick's Day. So it's okay. It's all right. It's a day for us, and we love it. It's a great day, but I mean, I celebrate, Joe, my Irish heritage every day. It's always, but today's a day when everybody else embraces
like
it as well.
Spoken
and
like a true
I love this day. It's obviously not the day that it used to be back in my younger days. Back in my younger days, it's a big amateur hour night and day. But, you know, Monday night, hanging with you, kids are going to bed. You know, it's just not on a Monday.
Different
a little
phase
different
of
if
life.
It was a Saturday or Sunday.
Different phase of life, right. You know, you missed the parade. It was raining out. You know, there's a lot of negatives that we're up against. And plus the age factor. You're no spring chicken anymore. You know, you're not walking around.
Not,
like you're hanging out, you know.
It used to be an all-day affair, St. Patrick's Day. It was an all-day affair. Yeah. But now... it's not. So after the show, will we have a pint? Yeah, we will have a pint of Guinness after the show.
Yeah, right. Good for you.
Put the head on the pillow.
Yeah, why not?
I got a few on ice in the fridge. So there's always a couple of Guinnesses, cans. Only the cans. Don't ever drink Guinness out of the bottle. Here in the States, only in the can.
Why? Why?
It's not the. You want the most true, authentic taste of Guinness. Is for if you've had it in Ireland before. The truest form of it in the States is out of the can because of the carbonation that they use. The bottle doesn't have the same taste. And that was taught to me, Joe, by a man who drank more Guinness than anyone I have ever met in my life. And that was my grandfather.
Oh,
so
perfect.
He taught me that a very long time ago, God rest his soul.
All right.
That
God
Michael,
rest his soul and God bless.
You always You always have the Guinness out of the can. You can't have it. Can't, because my grandfather, born in Dublin, raised in Dublin, all deal. So it's my mother was born, you know, from over there.
He gave me
all the playbook, Joe, about Guinness St. Patrick's Day and all that. That's where
I might partake
only the cans
later from. Myself. I might partake Good. And find a can of Guinness. You know, I'll run to the store and get one, 7-Eleven. See if I can
now,
go.
I've got a little of the corned beef left over from dinner, Joe. So what we do that is now is we'll take that and we'll tomorrow make a little corned beef hash out of it. So we'll get a little corned beef hash tomorrow out of that.
Nice.
And that'll be a little breakfast. So that's how we do things.
Now, did you slow cook the brisket a little bit? I hope you slow cooked it.
You got to use that in the slow cook crock pot is where you put that. You put that in there. Yeah. That's like a 12-hour. You know, that's a long time. You get that in there. Good mix
breaks
of stuff.
Apart, just breaks apart. Just melts like butter.
I feel like
this is good for us. Like, we're starting to get into our groove where we're on the same side. We're like brothers in arms.
It's funny because we were talking earlier. You were texting with me earlier. And, you know, the first couple, because obviously the first thing that we always discuss, me and you, when this thing comes out every year is what dogs do we like? We immediately want to get to the dogs because the dogs are two things for you. One, if you're betting on the game, we like dogs, especially if we think they can actually win the game outright because it's a big price, big money line price. And also, Joe, there's another thing about taking big dogs if they win outright, whether they're third. You know, now everybody picks 12s. So 12s
is
tough.
Yeah, I know.
But especially 13s, 14s, there's a very big I said it element to one of those. And Joseph, I said it. And we want to get a couple I said it's from some of those big seeds. So when me and Joe started texting today, we like, I don't know if this is good or bad. I think it's good. We like a lot of the same dogs. I mean, we were speaking the same language on a few dogs. High Point against Purdue, a couple others. But we're speaking the same language on a few dogs this week. And then, of course, Joe, as we'll discuss over the next couple hours, then you have already got some stuff that I don't know why they're playing the game. Florida's already won the tournament. Just forget about that. Everybody's got Florida winning. So Florida's a done deal. They're winning the tournament. Why do it? And Michigan shouldn't even show up against this UC San Diego team. Don't even bother playing. Michigan's done. Memphis shouldn't even show up against Colorado State. Done deal. The game's already been decided.
Missouri's already lost to the Drake. I already have that, you know.
I know I like that Drake team. I like that Drake team, but I think that pace that Missouri plays with might be a little bit too much that they could chew.
I agree.
Here in this
I
one,
agree.
So.
You know, so I think we're speaking the same. I will say this. You want to talk about a blue-collar game dead under? I'm telling you this right now. The Lisi under Miss State Baylor. That game has no shot getting through the 143.
And you know what else, Joe?
No shot.
And you know what else I like about that game is it's like the first game of the day on Friday. It's a 12 o'clock noon tip. So
no shot. I'm telling you that right now.
Yeah, that's
a Lisi under. Go for the under. I've been on the unders during the conference tourney.
You know how I am with those early tips in these tournament games. I always gravitate to unders in the early tips. So we're gonna have to try that. Tommy Fleetwood needs to make this for Burr, and he makes it. What a putt for Fleetwood to keep it 3-2 here. PGL playoffs, Joe. We got a lot going on. Barbara Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159. A St. Paddy's Day night here on the grid. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Barbara Lisi, SportsGrid Radio, Sirius XM 159. Here with you. All right, Joe. So let me do this first. Before we go start getting into the games and I want to do some of those. You sent me, I love when we do these every year. Those like 4, 5, 6 team sweet 16 parlays that you do. Joe's already got like a bunch of, Joe's got like 6 Memphis to win their region tickets. 75, 90. Well, he just keeps hitting it. I'm like, he sends me all these slips. I go, Joe, why do you need two slips on Memphis to win that region at 90-1?
Because tell you what happened. When they came out last night, they were 95-1 to win the West because of Florida and everything. So I said, I'm going to take a shot. I want the best number, 95. So sure enough, with the duel, I put it in. I hit it. It changes to 75. So now I lose $20 on that, right, on the bet. Then, like, I'm going to bet at, like, 1 o'clock in the morning last night, and it's back up to 90. So I was all pissed off, right? You couldn't cash out because now
they wouldn't let you cash out the 750. They wouldn't let you cash out.
No, because it was against me. So it was lower money than what I put in.
Okay.
So it was like half. So then I was upset. I'll show you. I clicked on the 90.
I mean, you could have went a little less on the unit. I mean, you could have went a little less on the second one.
But wait, now they have this in the parlay builder, right, where you could parlay. Yeah. They have them at 95-1 to win the Final Four. You got to shop around because when they have the
they're letting you parlay different teams to win regions to go to the Final Four. So right. They're letting you do that.
Right.
So there's a, like you said, you got to watch the numbers on all this
stuff. Yeah, but not only that, when I placed my first bet, right, it was when a week before the conference tournament started. And obviously, I like Memphis to win the tournament. I'm like, if Memphis wins the tournament, they're going to be a lot shorter. So when they had these conference, the Final Four odds, they had Memphis at 47-1 to make the Final Four. I click it, it goes to 22-1. So there you go. Now I booked it at 22-1. I didn't even get 47. So now it's like $68 more.
Well, that's also because, I mean, to be fair, Joe, they're in a tough region. I mean, Florida, St. John's, Texas Tech. You know, they're
Duke got the easiest ride. I mean, I know Bama's in there,
Bama's tough.
Yeah, but they're not going to face Bama until the Elite Eight. I mean, you have Auburn with Michigan State, Creighton, Louisville. I mean,
well,
come
that,
on,
and,
how many
and,
more?
You know, it's almost like, Joe, and I know that we got a couple things to say about this dopey committee, and I know Matias has been on. You talk about off the handle. I mean, Matias has been all. I mean, he has been tweeting and texting about this committee since yesterday. This is 26 straight hours. Matias has been on a bender about the selection committee. Now, to get everybody up to speed, Matias's biggest gripe is something that I, Joe, have been barking to you about for years. And he was upset, rightfully so, that Michigan won the Big Ten tournament. Which was, they beat, what'd they beat? They beat Purdue Friday
Maryland.
They beat Maryland Saturday.
And Wisconsin.
They beat Wisconsin on Sunday. Those are three, they beat three good teams. They won the Big Ten tournament. And they were seeded a 5. Wisconsin seeded a 3. Purdue seeded a 4. You know, everybody was ahead of them. And I've been saying this for years, Joe, and it's so true. They don't care. Those suits that sit up there in that ivory tower and eat the crack crab and lobster, when they get there at the beginning of the week, they don't care about all those games. Those games are actually a problem for them. They want to get there. They set the whole board up going of what they're – like a team like Michigan who's already in the tournament when the week starts, it's the worst thing for them to go and win the tournament because now, like, they're screwed because they should be higher than a 5 for winning that tournament, and they don't get the credit. But they've been doing this for years because, Joe, they're lazy. They're lazy. They don't want to have to move the board around if Michigan wins the Big Ten tournament. And I get it. That's a what? Maybe they've got to stop having these things on Sunday. Stop having conference championship games on Sunday because they don't know until 5 o'clock before the brackets come out that Michigan wins the Big Ten tournament. It's hard for them to probably maneuver and make them a 4 or maybe, make them whatever.
Guy can't get up out of his chair.
Screwed.
Guy can't get up out of the chair.
I mean, and they're as crooked as it gets, because you got this guy who's the chair of the committee, who's the athletic director at North Carolina, and suddenly North Carolina finds their way into the tournament, right. And West Virginia and Indiana teams that have been. I don't think Indiana should have been in the tournament, but they had better, a better resume than North Carolina did.
Right, right.
And this guy gets $110,000 for them making the tournament on his Carolina contract. So that's shady.
Did you see West Virginia? Yeah. I don't know who was it. The SI came out.
Well, no,
it was the governor.
The governor of West Virginia.
Oh, it wasn't Timmy Brando. It was the governor.
No, not the governor. The governor of West Virginia, not the governor.
Right.
The governor of West Virginia.
Right.
He was all today.
Yeah, I saw it. He was up in arms.
Oh, all over him. All over the NCAA. That's good. All that is pomp and circumstance. That's just trying to get votes.
Well, the guy DeVries,
next time he's
right?
Up for
it was
election.
The guy DeVries, the coach, right? I don't disagree they got screwed.
But, Joe, they're not going to get anything out of their dopey press conferences. But those lazy crack crab and lobster suits that run, Joe, they need to stop with the athletic directors on these committees. It goes for football, too. They need to put independent people in those rooms picking who goes
not
in the tournament.
Happen. Not going to happen.
I know, but they got this is why they'll always have these problems. Arbor and Lisa, Sports Good Radio, Sirius XM 159. Back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And we're back. Arbor and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159. Here with you on a Wednesday night. Oh, geez, it's a Monday night, Joe. I was looking at something
Jeez.
Else. Monday night, new week of CNL.
Top to five.
With us here as we get ready for the NCAA tournament. Speaking of later in the week, as you know, no CNL Thursday and Friday night. Joe's on the big syndicate show, primetime, for the opening rounds of the games Thursday and Friday night. So Joe will be in the mix with KW, I guess, on Thursday night. And then KW and Donnie, I believe, on Friday night, if I remember the schedule correctly. So Joe will be on. That will also be on the radio side here. So you're going to have yourself cooking with gas there involving Joe, that's for sure.
Cooking
Syndicate
with
place.
Gas.
Cooking with gas,
Syndicate
baby.
Place. Syndicate place.
Place. All
Syndicate
over the place.
Syndicate place.
Now, let me give Matias is foaming at the mouth. Give him a second here. He's super upset.
I know
about all this stuff. All right, Matias, go ahead. I'm obviously not as hot as you are because I have no allegiance to the miserable Michigan Wolverines, but I know that they were jobbed, but you're obviously a lot more upset about it than I am.
Well, you get screwed. You know, you get sent to Denver. They get sent to the beautiful city of Denver. What great altitude to go start the NCAA tournament, you know? And then, you know, come on, guys. At the end of the day, Michigan, you play Wisconsin two times in the season, you beat them twice. You play Purdue three times in the season, you beat them twice out of the three times. You got 12 quad one wins. You rank above them in the Big Ten regular season standings. That's why Michigan didn't play until Friday. How are those teams above Michigan? It makes absolutely no sense to me. You can't tell me something. It's like, oh, this is why. The only complaint is, oh, Michigan lost by how many points in its last three games, you know, to kind of finish out the season against Maryland and against Michigan State. You know, and I can't remember the last team now, but they got smoked. They didn't play good basketball. They weren't a
Illinois
fuck.
Illinois beat them.
You know what?
Illinois
they turned around and they won the Big Ten tournament.
Illinois crushed them.
They did crush them, Joe. You're right. You're right. They were in a funk. That week, they were in a funk. They lost three straight games. They were in a funk. I thought they were going to get jobbed in the first round of the Big Ten tournament against Purdue. Everybody thought Michigan was going to get smoked. They're gutless. You know? And what do? They won three straight games, and they won the Big Ten tournament.
You know what I mean? Right. You're right.
Come on. Come
on. You know what? You know what it was? It was the scuttle. The scuttle and the bag of cash from North Carolina. The scuttle. What happened?
Hey, I mean, look, I'm tired of the committee stuff. It's just it, at the end of the day, it's more and more every year, basically scheduled, seated, etc., for a made-for-TV event, which is what it is. It's not a true ranking system. It's not anything like that. It's what's fun for television. That's why, Joe, they have, like, you know, Patino potentially playing, you know, Calipari or Bill Self in the second round. You know, it's all nonsense at the end of the day. It's all made for TV.
That's it. Yeah, but listen, bottom line is this. If you're that good, you win out. That's all. Don't worry. What are you sitting on, a Final Four ticket with Michigan? Is that why you're all up in arms?
No, I'm not. I don't expect them to. You know, yeah, I've been following Michigan since I was a little kid, so I always like the basketball team and I follow it. I always have a close connection to it. This year was a fun year. Yeah, it pissed me off. Good recruiter, you know, couldn't bring it together as a coach. But this time, you know, you get a first-year coach, Dusty May.
Let's talk about Michigan in a broad base, okay, since we're on Michigan. Dusty May, great job. Juwan Howard sucked. Okay, nobody wants to get bashed. You know, Juwan Howard, he was walking on water, right? Can't touch the Fab Five. Great recruiter, great, you know, pro player and great college player. Sucked as a head coach. Sucked. Coach that team right down into the dirt. Right down. What a difference a year makes. See what happens when you get a good coach and you elevate it? 1 year turnaround. Didn't even... 24-9 in the regular season, Big Ten champs. That's what you should be hanging your hat on. Not the fact that you got jobbed by Purdue and some of the others. Wake up, man up, and take it like a man, and you're in what? 5 seed? Win out. That's it.
Well, the funny part is, I will also talk about this when we come back. Barbara and Lisa, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 159. We are back on the grid right after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And we're back. Barbara and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159. You know, this is, you know, again, Joe, you're betting on guys hitting golf balls into screens. So... you really deserve whatever you get, I suppose, for being involved in this. LA team smashed everybody all year.
Yeah.
This New York team was awful all year, and they snuck into the playoffs, winning their last game.
Yeah, they're hot. They're hot.
They're gonna smash this. I mean, it's about to be 5-2. I mean, it's gonna be over in a second.
They're hot.
It's finished.
They're trending at just the right time. They put it on. Let me ask you something, because maybe I misheard you. Did you say there were a ton of tokens? I got no tokens. I only got a bet back better bill.
What I was saying to you...
I got no tokens.
Yesterday was there was a few tokens yesterday. Now, you only are looking at FanDuel, of course. I'm adding up BetMGM and DraftKings and all that. They all had, like, college basketball parlay boosts and things like that nature. I waited until the games came out last night to use the Sunday college basketball parlay boost.
Look at you. Good for you.
That's what I did.
Who better than you? I mean, you're a wheel.
You know.
Now, yeah, are we gonna try and put our heads together and come up with something?
Yeah. Just to finish what I was saying before, you know, Matias, I get it. He's upset about where Michigan is. And I want to see exactly where on the, so look, you know, if they win, you know, they get this UC San Diego team, which of course is everybody's, you know, they're everybody's all American now.
Cause they beat the,
you know, so, right. So they're everybody's all American. And I'm actually kind of surprised. Now I see people saying that they're, this is the upset. This is it. But meanwhile, the books keep putting out all the, you know, Michigan's the most bet team since the tournament came out. But all I keep seeing, Joe, is people saying that they're taking UC San Diego. So which is it? Which is it, Joe? As Joe always likes to say, it's a divergence. It's a divergence. But honestly, where is that game? You said Michigan's going to Denver to play that game? against UC San Diego? That's in the Denver pod?
Yeah, it's in Denver. They're playing in Denver at 7 p.m. Pacific on Thursday.
All right. And now Wisconsin also got sent to the Denver pod to play the Grizzlies of Montana. So, I mean, that ain't – I know there are three, but that ain't no walk in the park, just so you know. I mean, as, and Purdue's got to play this High Point team, which is me and Joe are going to get to. That ain't going to be no walk in the park for them either, playing that High Point team in the first round. So, you know, look, pick your poison, I suppose. I guess you'd probably sit here and tell me you'd rather play Montana or High Point than UC San Diego. But
100%,
all have 100% tricky matchups. All have tricky matchups in the first round.
Mm. Just yeah, to say I that. Mean, I'm looking just, through you know. It now. I have some teams I really like. I have some under the belt cryptos coming out this week.
Now, did you see this other thing that they're doing, Joe, on FanDuel now for this week? Did you catch
what
this?
Are they doing? I got a bet back bet.
Yeah, everybody gets the. I finally got that bet back nonsense. And by the way, they gave me $5.
Hey, you live in large. Good for you.
So what the hell am I supposed to do with that?
What? You get a risk-free $5 bet. Risk-free.
Thanks a lot.
I mean, really?
What do you got? I mean, what do you get for it? What do you get for the bet back?
Let me check.
You don't have to give me a number. Is it three digits?
I got to look again. Let me just double check.
You know, I want to know.
You really want to know? Like, look at
you. I want to know. Because you're talking and you don't get it. You know how mad you would be if you only got $5 on the bet back? You'd get so mad.
No, I didn't get three digits. They gave me 50.
Okay, that's better than five.
Yeah, but I mean, it's nothing.
You see, you can work with 50. 50, you know, you could play one dog money line. You could play a two or three team parlay. What the hell am I doing with $5?
Turn it into a million. Turn it into a million. I mean, you know, come on.
What am I doing with that?
You're sharp. Yeah, it might be sharp.
It's almost like they spit in your face with this stuff. Like they want to, like honestly, like they give you this big promotion.
You know, for a guy, you're sitting back.
Games,
you can't
turn
you
a losing
can't,
bet into a bonus bet. Oh, by the way, we're only going to let you bet $5 on it. Oh, thanks.
You won so much over the last 6 months. You can't even sit upright in the chair. You got so much in your belly. Come on.
Not right.
Who are you kidding?
Not right,
what do you
Joe.
Mean not right? Look not at right. you. Look, see? Right. Now he sits up. Look, he's going to get all prim and proper. With
now,
it.
The other thing was, did you see they gave you this?
What?
Where did they put this thing?
What did they give me? They give me nothing. They give me absolutely nothing. I got something
for free. The $1 million jackpot.
Yeah, what is that?
The dog of the day. So how that works is, now they've been doing this on Sundays with the three-pointers with the NBA.
Yeah, okay.
Dog of the day jackpot. So if you use the token, you got to use it on a money line team, and you want to take a dog, a high seed.
I already got it.
Everyone who bets whatever the highest seed upset of the day is gets a split of that $1 million in bonus bets.
Yeah, but explain this. Here we go. If I,
what do you want to explain?
If I take the dog that I want, I add a token to it. How do I play this $1 million thing?
You just like let me give you an example. So they give you the token, right?
Yeah.
You go to Thursday's games. Let's say we want to do High Point, right? High Point's a 13 seed.
Okay.
You hit the money line for High Point. Now, for some reason, it's not registering my token right now. I have no idea.
That's what I'm saying. Mine isn't either. That's the
maybe
problem
they don't
that
let
I'm
you
having.
Do it till maybe on Thursdays when they let you do it.
If
let's say High Point wins, and they're the highest seed that wins, everyone who bet High Point with that token gets a piece of the $1 million. Now, if everyone does it, it's going to be like 10. If not a lot of people do it, it could be.
It's
like
got to be a money line,
you know. I believe so. Yes.
So if I did a money line, right?
Yeah.
Now I got no token.
I don't have it now. It's not showing up for me either, Joe. So I don't know how it.
You see, get me involved. Get me involved.
Oh, look, it says right here, on March 20th, you'll be able to claim the Dog of the Day jackpot token.
All right.
After claiming the token, use it to place a pre-live straight money line wager on any game.
All right.
There you go.
There you go.
So you pick one team, and whoever's the highest seed
I got my team already. I got my team.
Oh, yeah? Who on Thursday? Because they're going to do it each day. So who are you going to do on Thursday?
Is it Thursday that I like it or Friday? Let me see. Let me just make sure.
Well, you're going to use one each day.
I got you, guy. Let me just make sure.
I don't think
team
you do.
I like is a, no, I got you. Yeah, I like the Dog on Thursday. 650 window. 650
window. 650
window.
So you see, you're gonna bark loud. I know you are. You're gonna bark real loud. Wofford. Oof. Gonna bark real loud.
I like that team. Jackson Civilis. Civilis.
Everyone, I think the majority of people are gonna flock to the 12s, right? Everyone flocks to the 12s because the 12s always beat the 5s.
I like Wofford.
And you, I think you're on. You're now 15. That's a very oniony, and that's I like that. If you go with it, I'm probably gonna use High Point. I'm probably gonna go 13. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159. Back after.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And we're back. Marvin Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159. All right, Joe. Let's get into some of this here. Some of these games. Now, of course, me and you will be on tomorrow night. During the first two games of the tournament, the first four, of course, in Dayton, Ohio. Now, we watched that St. Francis of PA team play Central Connecticut and upset them in that NEC championship game last week. They're a spunky team, but at the end of the day, Joe, they do suck. And they're playing this Alabama State team, which is an awful 4.5 and 139.5. I like
I'm
going to
take
Joe.
The points. I like the under, but I'm taking the points. I'm going to roll with St. Francis.
Going to roll with St. Francis.
I'm going to roll with St. Francis.
Now, before I move on, I just realized something. I don't know if I should have asked you this by now or not. You play anything in the NBA tonight?
I thought we were going to talk about the.
How about this? There's five games at 10 o'clock East. In the second hour. Before those games, we'll do something for the night games, okay? That sound good?
Sure. I missed a parlay last night by 1 point from Lillard. 19, he, I needed
yeah,
him for.
Yeah, he didn't even play the last 8 minutes of the game. It was a total hump. I mean, they just didn't put him
Holmgren
in.
Broke out. I was on Holmgren last night. He had a big
Isaiah
day.
Isaiah Joe had five threes.
Isaiah Joe, every time we don't bet him. The guy steps up. Every time we bet him, he's a complete money burn. The Grizzlies, right. And now you get me looking at the NBA. We got the Grizzlies and Kings.
All right, we'll look at that in next hour. Come on, let's go. Let's try to rumble through some of this. Okay. So also tomorrow night, we'll be on for the beginning of the game. Is this North Carolina team against San Diego State?
I'm taking the Aztecs.
So you're going right after them. 4.5's the number right now for North. You're going right after them. Shouldn't be
That's
in the
a gutty
tournament.
Team. San Diego State, blue collar, crashed the boards, half court. North Carolina struggled with those type of games.
142.5.
RJ Davis with the game on the line against Duke puts in 8 points. You want me to back him? Against a blue-collar team in San Diego State?
Here's my one problem with this. I want to root for San Diego State, too. But whenever there's a team every year that everyone says shouldn't be there, they always end up winning a bunch of games. Even out of this play-in game, they end up winning a game, you know, in the actual tournament, too. And I got a feeling that North Carolina's got enough talent where that could be, they could be the team that does that this year. Might be them.
Agree or don't agree?
Yeah, like
I know everybody wants to, you know, bet against them because they're not deserving, and now they're going to show everybody. Double digit win. Right?
Double digit win.
What is this, a few years ago when he took them to the championship game?
I like the over.
I sort of like the over as well.
It's light for a Carolina game. It's like, no San Diego State with the Diva. I think this game's going to be played at Carolina's pace.
I love a team early in the late window. Love. You hear me?
In the late window? What, on which day?
Wednesday.
All right, so let's go to Wednesday. Obviously, there's only two games. You got Mount St. Mary's and American. In the opening game, American minus 2.5, 129.5.
I like Mount St. Mary's.
Okay, I like American in that game. All right. I think American's a better team.
All right.
Now, Xavier, Texas is the night game.
Xavier smashes. Smashes. Wow. Xavier's going to smash Texas. Not even close. They are going to smash them. Texas is frauds. They're going to be the frauds. They're not deserving. SEC, not. 6-12 in conference. This team lost to South Carolina down the stretch. Smashed. They're going to get smashed. And we're not going to be on air on Wednesday because...
Because I will.
Yeah. I'm not on.
You won't. I will.
Okay.
So, you'll be on tomorrow. That means tomorrow is when we really got to, I know tonight we're just kind of rifling through these, but tomorrow night we got to actually get fixed because we're not going to be on again until
Are we actually going Monday. Through the full bracket?
I mean, if you would like to, we can.
Or do we do it like week by week like we do?
Well, I think that we got to, I think all we can really do tomorrow night is go through Thursday and Friday's games. I mean, I think that's really all that we can give some picks for that.
I mean, we can't give big picture. We could talk big picture.
We could give picture. We could pick Final Four. Who we think's going. I said we wanted to do a couple of these parlays with the Sweet 16s and whatnot. Try to get
Can we get together on some of these tomorrow night?
It would be nice if we did.
I'll tell you this right now, crypto special, Xavier. I think Xavier smashes.
I'm with you. I think Xavier. And remember this too, Joe, and I think this is going to play a little bit of a role. Fans for these teams generally don't travel to the Dayton game. Xavier is obviously close to the Dayton game. I mean, most fans are going to travel to the site where the team might play two games and a bit, you know. Dayton's really, it's usually a pretty sparse crowd at those games. But Xavier's close enough where I think they're going to get some people in the car and get them in that game. So I think they're going to have as much of a home crowd feel as you can have in the first four game in Dayton. I think Xavier can have that on Wednesday night. And I think that could play a role too, Joe, in the game. I'm with you
right.
on Xavier. Smash special. Crypto special. All right? Harvard and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And we're back. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159. Here with you on the grid. All right, Joe. A few other. By the way, LA lost that TGL match. Nice job.
Gutless.
New York's in the final. They'll play the winner of tomorrow, Atlanta and the Bay Club. They'll play. All right, Thursday, Joe. Let's start rocking through some of these.
All right.
Thursday afternoon. First game of the real tournament. Tuesday and Wednesday are nonsense. Thursday is when it really begins. Excuse me.
Bless you.
There you go. Got it out. Made it through.
All right. All right.
Louisville, minus two and a half against Creighton. First game of the tournament. 144 and a half. Of course, everyone up in arms about Louisville being an eight seed. And they get to go play. I mean, they're playing. Talk about playing pretty close to home. I mean, they're playing in Lexington. They're in state.
Yeah.
So
tough game,
have a
though.
Good
tough
crowd
game.
There.
You know why? Because Creighton's a team. If they're on from three, you're dead to rights. I hate playing a team like that. I like the over. I'm going to bet that maybe Creighton comes out firing since they lost the Big Ten, Big East championship. Maybe they'll be locked and loaded early. You want to go through the 144 and a half? I don't like that game. That's one game I don't like. I could see it going either way. I'm probably going to bet that game from an in game. I mean, I'll pick probably. I hate picking Creighton because, again, if they're cold, you're done. You have no shot to get back in the game. I think Louisville's a better team. So if we're talking bracket, I'll pick Louisville. But I like the over. 144 and a half, I think it could smash right through that.
I think if there was anything I'm going to play in this game, it's the over. And I generally don't like doing that.
I know, but it's
the first tip of the day. But these teams, like you said, if Creighton's hitting shot, see, you could get the Creighton, even in the St. John's game, you know, the UConn game got out to a blistering pace Friday night. You know, you had the St. John's game was a lot of points early. It's maybe first half over, too, is something that I want to look for Creighton.
Yeah.
High Point and Purdue is the second game, 1240 East, Midwest region. They're playing that game, Joe, in Providence. So no real advantage for anyone there.
I like the under in this game.
I saw 9.5 last night, Joe, when this came out. I'm seeing it at some places down to 7.5 now already. So
yeah, wish I had
we're talking
nine
High
and
Point, and that tells me, Joe, that a lot of other people are talking High Point too.
I know.
From 9.5 to 7.5.
I don't like it, Carver. I'll be honest with you. My best bet, I'm not betting this game from a side. If for the bracket, I'll pick Purdue. Don't love it. But I love the under. I'm on the first two games, I'm on the totals. I like the under in Purdue, and I love the over in Louisville, and I might parlay them.
That's a big number, 153 and a half. Very big number.
153 and a half. Put it this way. If High Point is down, I think they slow it down, no? If they're down, you know, I mean, I like under, Carver. That's 80 to 73.
I'm going to hold out and hope that by Thursday morning I can get High Point back up, maybe get them back up a little bit.
What do you like just for the game? Like if you're picking the brackets, I like Purdue.
I think High Point can beat them. I'm not going to lie.
They suck, Purdue. I can't lay the 7.5 with them.
I would not trust Purdue in these spots. High Point's a good squad, man. They're a good team. You know, that conference they played in has won some games in the past in the tournament. I mean, they're 29-5. I know, look, I think of the top three teams, dogs I want to maybe take an outright shot with.
Yeah.
That are 13, 14 seeds, you know, 12, 13, 14. I think that High Point's one of them. I'm going to take a shot with High Point.
Take a shot. I'll root it in. I love the under. The under is where I'm at.
I'll give you the rest of Thursday when we come back. So last hour, we'll go through more of these games. We're going to put it together something for the NBA tonight, which is 10 o'clock Eastern, 5 games tonight. So we will go through all of that. Carver and Lisa, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159. Another hour to go. We're back here for this.